Macmillan Audio presents 96 Miles, written by J.L. Esplin, read for you by Robbie Damon. Chapter 1. Dad always said if things get desperate, it's okay to drink the water in the toilet bowl. I never thought it would come to that. I thought I'd sooner die than let one drop of toilet water touch my lips. Yet here I am, kneeling before a porcelain throne, holding a tin mug for scooping in one hand and my half-gallon canteen in the other. Don't worry, I'm going to boil it first. Behind me, my brother Stuart is making gagging noises. I'm gonna throw up, he says, which is something Stu says all the time, but does he ever actually throw up? No. He doesn't do most of the things he says he's going to do lately, like run away, or kill himself, or kill me. Come on, John, he says, the whine in his voice setting my teeth on edge. Do we really need this? I stop mid-scoop and stare up at him, holding back the pink padded toilet seat with my elbow. No, we don't need it, Stu. I just thought, oh look, water from a toilet. That sounds refreshing, let's drink it. His sullen dark eyes narrow at me, and I thrust the canteen into his hands. He kneels down to help me, but adds in a mumble, we have 2 canteens of water already. And that's a perfect example of how my brother thinks. 2 canteens of water, and we have a 3-day walk down an empty stretch of desert highway before we reach Brighton Ranch.